Welcome to the Moment in Ministry podcast. In a world that's filled with fear and anxiety, it is now, more than ever, imperative that those which are called by Christ's name turn and look upon Him.
Housing, health insurance. So the third one.
The third one, and I put a third instead of last because right. I think that it seems to be always looked over,
yes.
You know, and that's life insurance. And life insurance on the pastor.
Yes.
I, you know, we don't know when the Lord's going to call us home. And
right.
That is really the bottom line. And I just heard a story. We've had a couple of unfortunate younger men die
yes.
in the church
right.
just in the last couple of years of natural causes, but leaving behind families.
Yes.
And so the pastor, I think of a nightmare situation where the pastor is in a parsonage and he passes away. The wife now has no home to live in.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have life insurance, she's raising children,
yep.
you know, without the financial burden is huge.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that's overlooked, and I am just a big believer in insuring the main incomer. And so I think that's something that now, if the church is paying for that, there is a tax table that the pastor has to claim some of that as income,
yep.
but it's a very small amount.
Yeah.
But it would be something I think that really should be done for the pastor.
Yeah. Okay, so then we have the last one, and that is retirement.
Retirement. And
which is something not really thought of.
No.
Much.
And it's been overlooked for years, I would say, in
right.
general in our circles. And we all have grown older and realized that, you know, the pastor's okay. pastor's yeah. close to retirement.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. All right, so there's a couple of things there. Something that I'm actually been working on and talking with staff members about, and it was the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
All right, we're still paying for the 70s
yes.
and 80s.
Yes.
All right, not only did we have, you know, rock and roll and free
and Jimmy
love,
Carter.
All right, and Jimmy Carter. All right, but in our movement, we had this no retirement movement.
Yes.
And so everybody, the big push was to opt out of Social Security.
Yes.
All right, so I have actually a lot of staff that have opted out of Social Security. And what we're working on, and even talking with Social Security people,
just trying to get back.
To get people back in
yeah.
because I think it was a bad move.
What we did and what human nature is mm-hmm. is we said we were going to do those things, and yet we never funded the retirement. So
right.
so then we became 50 and 60 and realized we don't have either one.
Right. Exactly.
And so you're right. And that is something that Social Security, I believe, will be there. It is an unfunded liability of the government, but
right.
but our age group votes. They're not going to touch that.
Right.
Maybe for our children and grandchildren, there's going to be problems. But I think it's going to be there. And it can be a substantial income if you think
right.
about and think of that as a church, as a help to the church, a piece that they don't have to fund
right.
themselves because maybe there's $20,000 in
right.
Social Security.
Well, and the other thing I say is some people say, well, you know what? I think it's going to be gone. And what I tell guys is if that's gone, that's probably the least of your worries.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole agree. Bunch of other
right.
things.
Right.
You'll probably be in jail
right.
and you'll be in a concentration
it's the least
camp.
Right. All it's the least
that.
Of our worries
right.
if that's all falling apart. Right.
right. So that was one thing that I
so I think it's very
about.
Wise to be in Social Security.
Yes.
Yes.
Then the other thing is to have to set up some type of plan, even if it's just minuscule at the
right.
start. To set up some type of
and plan. That's something exactly the church might need to grow with where
yeah.
they might start out with $100 a month and maybe that should be you
yes.
know the maybe that should end up being $500 a month, but that's something they could grow into
right but just
yeah.
100
yeah
right. to me if you can start with 50 start with 50
the time value of money is shocking
yes.
how money grows the earlier you start and
yep.
that is a huge thing and the church could just put that in its review every couple of years of should we
yeah.
raise that portion. Just like a financial plan like that I do with my clients, there's an annual or maybe every 2 year review. We want to make sure it's on track, what's changed, what needs to be increased. Maybe we can do away with something because the house has been paid off. You know, we don't have to. And so I think that a church, a pastor and his deacons should review that frequently, you know,
yep.
and just say, are we on track? And we couldn't do that 2 years ago, but the church has grown. We can do a little bit more. And so there's some options there. You have individual options of individual IRAs and Roth IRAs. And I would always recommend the Roth IRA when I... there are circumstances that the Roth IRA isn't best, but 95% of the time, I think the Roth IRA is... And basically, that is going to be tax-free money when the retiree pulls the money out. And just, you can't exaggerate how good that is. You know that. So we don't know. The great unknown out there is the tax rates in our old age. There are group plans like we have here, 403B, which is a 401k for non-for-profits, churches, hospitals. And in that scenario, a church can match. They can say, okay, we'll do 3% matching, just like a 401k. That's a great option. And
right, so let me ask you on the 403B.
Yes.
Does your church have to be a certain size or a certain amount of employees?
No, you could do that with... two or three employees. On the individual, if it's just one employee,
it might be best just to set
it might something. Just be an individual
right.
IRA,
yeah,
which would be good, you know, plenty.
But if you have a school and you have teachers,
yes,
then you
they
can
be
that
in the whole
together.
Organization,
yeah.
Exactly.
And to me, I know we spent time working on it, talking about
that's been
about
a great
it,
thing for the
and
church,
and it's been really, really good for the church.
Yes,
and it's so nice to have a vehicle that you tell people, just put it in there.
Yes.
Because a lot of it is, it's nice, you know, you do have to trust people on finances.
Yes.
I know, like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna do all this myself. I don't know, I have a day job.
Yeah.
And there are really, and you know this because you're in the finance business, there are really good, honest people, which is unbelievable. Really good, honest people in the finance
yes,
business.
Yes.
And just like they have to trust us, I have to trust them too.
Yeah.
And you can. And so then you can, but you do have to you do your due diligence and research it. Get somebody
right.
that you trust. And like us, we usually try to bring you in, and we do that.
Or do that annually with the
staff
members.
We do that annually, and
members,
do your
yes.
boring lecture.
Yes,
you know,
exactly,
like,
exactly.
You know, but you come in, but really, I want them to be able to feel comfortable talking, asking anything like
yes.
that, because there needs to be, they need to be thinking about it a few times a year.
Most people, the fear of the unknown, paralyzes them. And if they know about it and they understand the investing simple concepts,
yeah.
then they're comfortable with it and they'll do it. Because most people's yeah. problem is not that they didn't handle a lot of money during their lifetime, but they just never started a plan.
Yes,
it's that simple. And so, the smallest amount can be very helpful. And there's a couple resources I would say as far as that. You know, if you're looking for an advisor,
yeah.
You're looking for a Christian advisor, I would say. There's an outfit called Kingdom Advisors out there,
okay.
And they are very good people, good, solid. This is the old, this is simplifying it, but maybe the old Larry Burkett
yeah.
group
yeah.
that is Ron Blue runs now, and very good people, and you can find good Christian advisors there. Dave Ramsey's people, he has advisors around the country,
yeah.
and you can use those, and so those are pretty solid places to start, I would say, and interview those advisors and make sure that that's somebody you want to work with, because that's important.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend those two areas.
All right, so we looked at four things. All right, we looked at the housing allowance, we looked at health insurance, we looked at life insurance and retirement options. So these are kind of secondary things to a salary, but I would challenge pastors and then especially lay folks, you're putting a team together. These are some things besides salary to think about when you're looking at the package or the things that you're going to provide for a pastor.